Alicia Robinson, Alicia Robinson, Alicia Robinson, date of service 4-6-2022, date of birth is 3-11-53. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she was last seen on 4-1-2022 as a new patient. She allegedly has a chronic headaches due to the left-sided aneurysm in her internal carotid artery. She also has a fracture of her arm when she fell in the middle of a automobile accident while she was standing in a bus stop. A car hit her. She fell down because of the car coming towards her. And presence of spinal stenosis known since 1978. And she has positive MRIs, where MRI of the brain shows 3 to 4 millimeter aneurysm extending from left ICA and possibly from ophthalmic artery. Fracture of the distal radius metaphysis and intra-articular areas of the ulnar spheroid are present in the X-ray findings, as well as bulging disc from T12 to L5 and a herniated disc at L3, L4 are present. She was initially advised of a surgery by Dr. Guthi Konda. She has done a series of rehabilitation at DMC and a few spinal injections that did bring her some relief many years ago. Her ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 in every category. Pain level is 8. She reports the pain is in the neck, mid-back, lower back, radiating to both arms, both legs, anteriorly and posteriorly, involving all the finger and all the toes, as well as chronic headaches. The pains are between 8 to 10. However, the patient has 50% relief in the pain management. And she reports she is taking Furanol with codeine that really helps her headaches on a long-term basis, and Tizanidine helps her go to sleep. The ADLs that are reported by her are general activity, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, she has a chronic headaches with blackout, with weakness, seizures sometimes, and loss of balance. She denies any vision disturbance, double vision, dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, lack of focus. She reports that she has seizures only with the spinal injection and blackouts with Neurontin medication. She reports of multiple amounts of allergies to Motrin, Lipitor, epidural injection, antidepressant, baclofen, Flexeril, Gabapentin, Neurontin, iodine dye, Lipitor, Naproxen, NSAID, and prednisone. In the pain and numbness, patient has a generalized pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back, into the right wrist and hand, right arm, and the right ankle and foot, right hip, and moderate difficulty walking, along with stiffness in the shoulder, bilaterally, neck and lower back, and jaw stiffness. In the GI, patient has an ongoing nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. No constipation, no digestive problem, no incontinence of the bowel, and there is no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is an incontinence of the urine, but no frequency or painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest, and coughing, shortness of the breath. She reports that her pains have increased in the neck, mid-back, lower back, more stiffness, more numbness, more tingling, and limbs and feet. Her spine feels that it is cut into two pieces, according to her, and the pain has worsened. In the medical history, she reports that from November 2021 through January 2022, she has been given other pain medication instead of her regular narcos, and Furanol with codeine has been changed and Tizanidine. And that's what she expects to be given to her. And there is no surgical history, no changes in hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication, Tylenol with codeine, which she 15 tablets, and Furanol with codeine and Tizanidine. Substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance is full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 144/101, pulse is 98, pulse tops is 98. The rest of the physical examination is identical from previous visit of 4-1-2022, dictation number 0405-004. Kindly use general review, musculoskeletal and extremities examination. And diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is as follows. I will in detail explain to the patient the current policies of the federal government and state government. She is allowed marijuana. I have advised her to apply for medical marijuana certification, which has been provided to her today because of her chronic pains that are not going to go away soon, looks like. She's been advised to connect with Dr. Guthi Konda. I've also written a request letter to help her to be shifted to University Pain Clinic because I do not believe I can help her. Whatever she describes, she's has got a chronic terrible complication from spinal injections and all. So I have provided one time Tylenol codeine with number 4, one pill on a PRN basis for 30 days, and tizanidine 4 milligrams every 12 hours for muscle relaxation. And meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and she has been advised about doing home exercises, physical therapy, as well as home therapy with the infrared heat and wet heat, and stretching and spinal traction at home, as well as with the therapist. The patient will be referred to University Pain Clinic, as she is allergic to almost everything that I know of, and I will have a difficult time managing her at this place. She needs a more institutional type of a pain management. Thank you.